Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. On today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about political rhetoric. And so this can go in a lot of directions, but I'm going to talk a little bit about an assignment that I have some of my composition students do. And it's connected to political rhetoric. And before I have the students write about this topic, we talk about something that is called discourse communities, right? And so discourse communities is a group of people that kind of shares common language or communication practices. And so a simple example of this is at home, right? When we're at home with our parents or our husbands or wives or our kids or our close family members, that is a discourse community because we share common communication practices. This might be certain words that we use, certain body language, referring to certain people or events. And so within that discourse community, we communicate sort of in a specific way. And then when we enter a different discourse community, right? So when we go to work, we then use certain language practices and communication practices that are connected to that discourse community. And most of us move in and out of different discourse communities on a daily basis, or at least on a, you know, weekly basis. And so this isn't just like home and work, but, you know, let's say that you are really into soccer, right? Soccer has its own discourse community because there's certain knowledge there. There's certain lingo that you use. And so if you're around a bunch of soccer fanatics, they're going to have a certain way of communicating. And so this brings me to the assignment I have my students write about, which is thinking about the discourse used by conservatives as opposed to liberals. And so we're focusing here on American politics. And so I give them some topics to choose from, and then they have to analyze why each side would use certain discourse or rhetoric when talking about the same issue. And so the first issue, they have to choose three of these options to write about, but I give them about six or seven options. So the first one has to do with immigration. And so conservatives might prefer, or a lot of them do prefer, to use the term illegal aliens, right? And I'm not going to go into analyzing these terms. This is kind of what I want you as the listener to think about, is why would a conservative focus on using the phrase illegal aliens when talking about that group of people, but then liberals prefer a term like undocumented workers? And so I want my students and you all to think about, why are conservatives stressing the word illegal? Why are they using the word aliens? Why are liberals using the word undocumented and the word workers, right? Because they're all talking about the same group of people, but clearly coming at it from a different perspective. The second one has to do with guns and gun rights. And so conservatives, I mean, there's a lot of terms and phrases that are used on either side, but one of them that conservatives like to stress is that they are defending Second Amendment rights, right? And liberals might use a phrase like enact sensible gun control, right? And so if you think about the language that's being used there on the conservative side, the word defend, bringing up an amendment, bring up the word rights, and then liberals using words like enact, sensible, and control, right? Those are sending a message that are not only sending a message about what the speaker is trying to get across, but they're trying to create what it is that they want others to believe and to do. The third one has to do with government assistance, or what some people call welfare. And so conservatives might use a phrase like government dependence, right? They don't want people to become dependent on the government. And then liberals might use a phrase like social responsibility, right? That it's part of the government's social responsibility to have social safety nets for people. The next issue has to do with the minimum wage and raising the minimum wage. Conservatives might call that forced socialism, right? And the word forced is used purposely, and then socialism comes with a whole history behind it. And then liberals might say something like people need a living wage, right? And so those are very different ways to phrase things when talking about that topic. The next one has to do with race and racism and race in society. And so obviously this was huge a couple years back, the Black Lives Matter movement. And so liberals like that term, right? Black Lives Matter. And they talk about why it matters to use that term and that phrasing and to support that cause. And then conservatives would use the term All Lives Matter, right? And so they were trying to send a certain message by focusing on that phrase. The next topic is healthcare. And so conservatives might refer to healthcare or have referred to healthcare in some cases as an earned privilege, right? It's a privilege that you earn to have good healthcare, right? So you have to work hard to have the money to have good healthcare. And so it's an earned privilege. And then liberals might refer to it as a human right, where they think that healthcare or basic healthcare is a human right that all people should have access to. The last topic that I give to my students to possibly write about in their paper has to do with taxes. And so the conservatives might use a phrase like let people keep more of their own money, or let people keep their own money, right? And so they're clearly trying to emphasize how they view taxes. And then liberals might say something like the rich need to pay their fair share, right? And so clearly they are trying to get a message across about how they view taxes, and we could get into the whole economic and financial system and the way conservatives approach it and the way liberals approach it, right? And clearly there's a lot of people that are in the middle that are neither conservative or liberal, or not way right-leaning or left-leaning, but are somewhere in the middle. And so it's interesting to think about the phrasing that people use when talking about these topics. And as somebody that studies language, right, a lot of times when I hear people just beginning to start discussing a topic, if you listen to the words they're using, a lot of times it's very easy to tell what side of the political spectrum they're coming from. And that doesn't mean that some people use other terms, and you know, you can't always exactly tell, right, somebody's whole political views based on some a handful of words, but in a lot of cases you can. And so I always like to leave my listeners with something to think about. So as you go about your lives, right, interacting with different content and media, right, whether it's television or radio or podcasts or talking to friends or family members, YouTube videos, whatever it is, think about the phrasing that people are using and what they are trying to say about the topic and what they're trying to construct by using that rhetoric. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please rate and review the podcast, and have a great day.